Okay, so again, some kufyud base. So we yesterday we spoke about havinenu, the not often used short form of Shmon Esrei. Again, to be used only in very extenuating circumstances, and we explained that really even then. So in base, we have also when could people make allowances, if you want to call it that, for Shmon Esrei. So you probably know this halacha, it's a famous halacha. Ha'polim osim malacha itzol balabais. You're working, obviously we're talking about Jews here, who are working for someone. Im eino nosen lahem schar. So if whomever they're working for doesn't really pay them. So you're going to say, well, if he doesn't pay him, why are they working for him? Simple, because chutz misudason, except he feeds them. That's worth it, at least you get food. So you work, but you get food. You get a food allowance. You get food. Mispam yulchatz. So then they should have a full Shmon Esrei. Why? Because he's just giving them the food. So they're not like getting money from him. So they're not, if they daven, so they're not really taking off that much time from their work. Aval, but ein yordim lifnei ateva, they shouldn't daven as lechazen, ve'einosim kapeim. If they're a kohen, they shouldn't duchen, because that's taking up too much time, even though you're getting paid in a meager fashion. V'imnosam schar, but if the person whom they're working for does pay them, so, you know, obviously every moment they take off is on the clock, as we say. Mitzpalam havinenu. Then they could daven havinenu, which we talked about yesterday, which is the short form, the much abridged form of Shmon Esrei, to say the least. Why? Because, again, every moment that they're taking off from work is like stealing from their baal bus, because, you know, he pays them by the minute, by the whatever it is. By the hour, by the minute, whatever it is. So, you know, all of a sudden you can picture somebody's going to be from, they're going to dive in a long Shmon Esrei, right? And it's from his pocket. But today, the Machaber says, ain't derech lahak pibakach. We don't worry about this. In other words, the Baal Bus, who pays them, understands that, you know, the guy dive in mincha. And he doesn't expect him to dive in a havinenu. He knows that halacha, maybe. So, she's paliurchas. And the assumption is that he hired you with that understanding. He'll give you some time. I don't know what time. You can't take too many liberties with this. But he's giving you time so that you could daven, and not daven the short form, but rather daven the regular Shmon Esrei. So that's the assumption. Okay, Gimel. Somebody's going in a dangerous place where there's wild animals, like the San Francisco Zoo, or someplace like that. Robbers, which is almost any street. But anyways, right, Mr. Silverstein? All the robbers around. It could even be in Westwood. Anyway. Mispalo. So then he daven sarkei al mecham rubim. Again, in that Gemara that we saw yesterday, in Chavtas, there's also, it's not, it doesn't start with brachas. In other words, we saw havinenu, you say the first three brachas, then you insert the havinenu, then you do the last three brachas. This is even shorter than that. Again, it's in that Gemara in brachas. Sarkei al mecham rubim, needs of your nation are great. Ve'enot sarach, lo legimel rishonim, ve'lo legimel achronim, umispal also b'derach. And you don't need the first brachas, and you don't need the last brachas. It's even shorter. It's even shorter than havinenu. And you could even daven this when you're on the road, kishuhu mehalach, and you're walking, you're traveling, right? In those days, that was the main form of traveling, is walking. V'im yachul amar omed, if you could stand while you say, tzarchai amachum rubim, it's best to stand. If you can, kshiyagia le'yishuv, when you get to an inhabited place where you could settle a little, Tiskar daito, chozer umispal tefilas yurchas brachos. Then you go back and dive in the real Shmon Esrei. So again, we see a very clear difference between what we're talking about today, which is sarkei amachum rubim, which is just, you know, a quick tefillah, but it doesn't take the place of Shmon Esrei. Havinenu did. As you recall from yesterday, when you dive in Havinenu and then you get somewhere, you don't have to say Shmon Esrei. It took the place of Shmon Esrei. This Sarkai Malcolm Rubim is just a tefillah you're saying because you can't daven, you're in a dangerous place, you can't stop, you can't tarry, you can't, so therefore, say this. Is it a Shemoneh Esrei? No. Is it a pseudo Shemoneh Esrei? No. It's a tefillah. Okay. Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Dalet. And Dalet, we're going to start talking about something also very famous. Tefillah Saderach. Well, you know what that is. You're going out on a trip. So that will be the rest of Kuf Yud. Not at the end of Kuf Yud, something different. But the next few steps in Kuf Yud will be about Tefillah Saderach. We'll get into that in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Blame it. Okay.